President, let me thank you very much and thank the majority leader for this opportunity. And let me thank my friend, my colleague, and our leader on the Democratic side for his passionate personal commitment to this issue involving the Dreamers and DACA. He has been by my side, and I've been inspired by his leadership from the start. And let me thank my colleagues. So many of you cast a vote that was very hard and very difficult because you believed, as I did, that the issue of immigration, the issue of the Dreamers, is the civil rights issue of our time. You stuck your necks out and said, I'm willing to go on record even if it's going to be hard to explain back home, and I will never forget that. The question now is how we move forward. What I have seen here on the floor of the Senate in the last few days is something we have not seen for years. Constructive, bipartisan conversations and dialogue on the floor, not just about this issue, which is obviously front and center, but about the future of this institution and what the Senate will be from this point forward. That, to me, has been encouraging because it says to me that we do have an opportunity to work together. My special thanks to Senator Susan Collins, my friend, and Senator Lisa Murkowski for joining with Jeff Flake and joining with Lindsey Graham and joining with Cory Gardner and others who have been working on this issue for so long to try to make a positive impact on this debate so that we can move forward. I cannot tell my colleagues how many have come up to me from the other side of the aisle and said, we're with you on this issue. We want to help you get this done. Each of them has a little different take on what that means, but I do believe them. And I do believe we have this opportunity to move together. Now comes the test, the real test, as to whether we can get this done, whether we can be the Senate again, whether we can return to a regular order on the floor and constructively have a debate. For some of you, it'll be the first time you've ever seen it. But believe me, it's worth the price of admission, all it took for you to come to the United States Senate. So now we have to stand together. My last word is this. We have gathered the largest bipartisan group of senators to ever commit to moving forward on the DREAM Act and immigration. We have a process. I want to thank Senator McConnell for explicitly saying today it will be a level playing field. It will be open to both sides. We will move to the issue, as you characterized it this morning, of DACA and immigration. Thank you for doing that. I believe that that sets the stage for us to work together. For the first time in 5 years, we will have a debate on the floor of the Senate on the DREAM Act and immigration. To all the Dreamers who are watching today, don't give up. I know that your lives are hanging in the balance on what we do here on Capitol Hill and with the White House. 3 weeks from now, I hope to be joining you in celebrating the passage with you and your families and your communities of a measure which will strengthen America and give you an opportunity to be part of our future. Mr. President, I yield.